Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Who doesn't love hummingbirds? I'm always amazed at how a tiny life form with a brain smaller than a pea is capable of such amazing intelligence and behaviors. In fact, a hummingbird's brain is proportionally larger in size to their body mass than that of any other bird. And like the corvid families, jays, magpies, and crows, research has found that hummers have an amazing memory. One of my favorites, the migrating rufous hummingbird, may join the milu on their long-distance marathon as they make their way from as far north as Alaska to winter in Mexico. The feistiest hummingbird in North America, the brilliant orange male and the green and orange female, are relentless attackers at flowers and feeders. These fearless competitors will challenge even the largest hummingbirds of the Southwest, which can be double their weight and often win the contest. Rufous hummingbirds are wide-ranging and breed farther north than any other hummingbird. Look for them in spring in California, summer in the Pacific Northwest, and Alaska, and now in the Rocky Mountains as they make their annual circuit of the West. They have the hummingbird gift for fast, darting flight and pinpoint maneuverability. Like other hummers, they eat insects as well as nectar, taking them from spider webs or catching them in mid-air. Rufous hummingbirds breed in open areas, yards, parks, and forests up to timberline. On migration, they pass through mountain meadows as high as 12,600 feet, where nectar-rich tubular flowers are blooming. Winter habitat in Mexico includes shrubby openings and oak pine forests at middle to high elevation. They may take up residence, at least temporarily, in your garden if you grow suitable flowers, or put out feeders, but beware. They may make life difficult for any other species that visit your yard. If you live on their migration route, the visiting rufous is likely to move on after just a week or two. Regarding feeders, make sugar water mixtures with 1 cup of sugar per quart of water. Food coloring is unnecessary. Table sugar is the best choice. Change the water before it grows cloudy or discolored, and remember that during hot weather, sugar water ferments rapidly to produce toxic alcohol. If you are among those who have these dazzling sprites of amazing life stop by, consider yourself fortunate indeed. This is Jack Green reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. For more than 30 years, working to preserve the wilderness at the heart of the Colorado Plateau. More about protecting Utah's wilderness heritage at suwa.org.